This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency might be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm here today with Karen Hallows, PhD, Director, Executive Programs at George Mason University, and Carl Willis Ford, an adjunct professor at GMU and senior principal and chief database engineer for SRA International. Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You know, many of my listeners are federal IT professionals, and they're maybe considering staying with the government and making a career. I'm a big believer in careers. I've had two jobs in the last 28 years, so I think staying at one place for a while is important. And I thought it would be important for my listeners maybe to step back and not talk about TCP/IP and security and FISMA and encryption and talk about their careers and how they can enhance their careers and maybe be a success and get promoted and be able to afford that next house or maybe afford tuition for their kids at the next level for their careers. And that's why we focus in on GMU today and talk about a person who decided to go to GMU and came back and is teaching there. But before we begin, many of my listeners are trying to figure out of how they wind up in these positions. You know, I mean, you know, Carl's got a responsible position and Karen's a high level. How do they wind up there? So, Karen, tell us how you wound up in D.C. and working for GMU. Just real quick, a little nutshell.
Okay,
please.
Sure. I have a PhD in economics and finance from the University of Nebraska, and I got my master's in economics at Purdue University. I was at the University of Missouri for about 10 years, but then I got married and my husband was living here in Washington, D.C., and we commuted back and forth for about 3 or 4 years and decided that's no way to have a marriage. So I moved here, and I worked at American University for a couple years teaching finance, and then I got a job at George Mason University teaching finance. I got more and more involved with our executive programs, which include the executive MBA program and the technology management program, which is what we'd like to talk about today.
Exactly what we're going to
talk
about.
I've taught in both of those programs, and now I'm the academic director for those programs. These are for mid to level two executive people in the community for the TechMan program. It's all technology people who have decided to come back to school to get their master's degree in managing the technology function.
Yeah.
They're technologists, but they've been promoted up in their companies, but going, well, you know,
what do
I've
I do
never
now?
Done that. Yeah, what's finance? What's marketing? How do I go about doing that? So I've for the past 2 years, I've devoted my time to the executive programs and to the TechMan program. I call it the TechMan program, though it is a Master's of Science in Technology Management.
And Carl, your background, please.
Well, it kind of started off with 9 years in the nuclear Navy in submarines as a nuclear reactor operator. And when I left the Navy, I went to work for the federal government at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard, where I finished my bachelor's degree at night and, you know, worked progressively higher in responsibility and then moved over into the contracting world with SRA International and became a technical director, moved back here to the D.C. area, and started looking around and had a master's degree in a technical arena. But then realized that, you know, to really move up in the technical world, you know, you look at all the surveys and the CTOs and the CIOs all use their business knowledge and business experience as much or more than their technical. So that's when I started looking around for a master's in a business arena. And that's when I found GMU's TechMan program.
And if you're listening to the show when you're driving your car, just remember this TECH, TechMan, and you can get more information on this program from SOM, S as in Sam, O, M as in Mary, SOM.GMU.EDU. Let's talk about this a little bit. I'm a former work full-time and go-to-school full-time guy. That's why I got my bachelor's degree. I don't think it's that difficult to do. I think it's just have to be focused and you have to be able to execute it. But I think what the reasons are, you know, different than that I went to school. I mean, take a look at you, Carl. I mean, the reason you went back to school at GMU were a whole bunch of different reasons. One was location. One was the curriculum. And give us some reasons of why you chose GMU.
Well, as I said, I finished my first master's degree in a more technical arena. And I realized that I needed to fill in that business slash management side of the house in order to continue progressing in my career. So I started looking at MBA programs in the DC metro area, and I found the TechMan program at GMU, and it had all the things I was looking for. It was technical management oriented rather than managing retail or something like that. It was an executive style program. So it finishes in 18 months. It was on weekends, so it didn't, you know, get tangled up in my workday schedules. And it has a great reputation, and it's tied to the federal CIO universities, CIO competencies. So put all that together, and it was an easy decision to go with the TechMan program.
So if you put together, the way a nerd like me, you put together a matrix and columns and rows, and you say, well, geez, curriculum, reputation, CIO university, and scheduling gives you the flexibility.
And the location is great.
Yeah, good. Karen, GMU is quite a multicultural place, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is, and we're very proud to be located in the nation's capital and the capital for technology on the East Coast. Our differentiator is our multicultural composition, and that makes the learning environment very much a microcosm of today's workforce in this area. It's what our students tell us and what we believe add to value immediately wherever they're sent to work around the world. Because they graduate already adept at effectively working with colleagues from other cultures than their own. The university in general, overall, has students from about 125 countries around the world. And in the School of Management, it's also highly diverse. The student makeup is from 85 countries with 63 languages. And our Master's of Science degree in Technology Management, the TechMan program, is a good example of that multicultural nature as well.
So, Carl, I'm going to ask you to switch hats here. Earlier in the show, you were looking for a graduate school and you selected GMU. Now we're going to switch hats. Now you put on your professor hat. Now you're teaching there. And what kind of students do you have in your classroom? Multicultural, or are they all some kind of cookie cutter type? Or what kind of students do you have?
Well, I teach management of technology projects in the Information Systems and Operations Management program, which is part of the School of Management at George Mason. My students are all seniors in the program, and it's interesting because they come from a wide background. You have some full-time students that are straight out of high school and going through their first four-year degree, but you also have full-time employees that are there looking to enhance or even switch careers. And in the school, the ISOM program, teaches how to bridge between the business and the technical sides. So they're the folks that can be the interpreters and understand the business requirements as well as technical capabilities. So it's an interesting multicultural, multi-background class, and they learn from each other as well as learning from me.
ISOM, ISOM stands for Information Systems Operations Management. So
right.
Focus on managing the technical aspects of it. Karen, tell me more about the distribution between folks in the classroom at Carl's level. Federal government, commercial, any kind of statistics on the split there? I don't know what the percentages are. I can't even hazard a guess.
Well, are you talking about the technology management program or
yes,
the undergraduate?
Technology management.
In the technology management program, these are mid to upper level managers in companies throughout this area. The average age is about 42 years old.
Hmm.
The average number of years of experience is about 14,
mm-hmm.
Working in the technology field. They come from a variety of different types of technology companies, not only information technology, but technology in general.
That's great. When we come back, talk more about developing your career and maybe going to GMU and learning more about managing technology. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Karen Hallows, PhD, Director, Executive Programs at George Mason University, And Carl was Ford Adjunct Professor at GMU and Senior Principal and Chief Database Engineer, SRA International. Kind of a good little group here. We got the teacher and the successful student who's gone back to teach. So we have all kinds of different crossovers here. One topic I want to talk about is just give the listeners some detail, Karen, of what consists of this program, what kind of courses are offered, and what kind of specialties and what they'll walk away with.
Okay. Well, our technology or TechMan program comprises 36 credits, and its curriculum is geared towards working professionals seeking to increase their skills in leadership and management. These are technology people looking to do this. We offer a technology-oriented coursework in systems thinking, finance, and management and marketing to prepare students to move into those middle and senior level management positions in the private sector or in government. We do this through an executive program format with classes on Saturday from 8 to 5 for 16 months. It actually flies by during that time, even though it spans 16 months. Students learn sound business practices, networking skills, and organizational management. The program provides a really good ROI. We've investigated this. We've talked to our alumni base. And it includes the federal CIO certification, which is very important to anyone wanting to obtain that certification.
My listeners would be interested in that, wouldn't they?
Yes. It also gives students a global perspective. Every single student must take a 10-day global residency. This year, the students and I are going to Korea and Taiwan. There's a lot of technology management going on in that area. Students in the past have gone to Bangalore, have gone all over the world. The program, I think the big differentiator of the program is that it builds really strong alumni connections. I've never seen this with any of our other graduate programs. It's really strong with the TechMan program. These students, once they graduate, they keep in touch with each other. They have monthly telecom hub meetings. They are a strong networking group and develop personal friendships, but also professional relationships that last throughout their lives.
Who do you trust? That's the real question, isn't it? If you're listening to the show and driving your car or making a transition, maybe listening on headphones here, more information at SOM, S as in Sam, OM as in Mary, SOM.GMU.EDU. Well, we have a fellow here who went through the program, and he doesn't work for the federal government. He works for a federal contractor, SRA. So tell me your experience of the benefits you got from GMU's program at SRA, Carl.
Thanks. I finished the program in 2008, and, it's the spectrum of classes you go through. To start with, we had courses in team dynamics, in leadership and communication, and enterprise change management. And, here 2 years later, I'm still using things I learned in those classes every day on the job. Then we go into classes in finance, accounting, analysis of IT industries, looking at how do you strategically understand the forces at work in the IT industry, which helps you decide what products to go for, what markets to look at, and things like that. The marketing class alone has helped me understand, I can better understand my customers' needs, and I can better communicate those needs.
That's normally a stretch for an IT professional.
Exactly.
To marketing. Yeah.
And even internally in my company, I've got ideas. How do you market them to your managers or to other employees? So a lot of these skills I use in my day-to-day interactions with customers, but also in my day-to-day interactions with management and coworkers in my company. And as Karen mentioned, the international residency, I got a great deal out of that because you go out there and you're looking at how business is done outside of your normal context. How is management, how is technology being managed in other countries, in other situations? And a lot of those lessons you can bring back and look at a fresh new perspective here at home.
No, it's funny when Karen talked about global IT management and ROI, I wrote down RIO, Rio. I said, how'd I go to Rio for that little adventure there? So, Karen, we have team dynamics, leadership, enterprise change management, finance, accounting, analysis of IT industries, change management. Boy, oh boy, anyone working for the federal government, boy, they're in the middle of change management. You're not in the middle of change management. You're out. Isn't that true,
That's
Karen?
That's right. That's absolutely correct. We help try to a goal of the program is to help the students to realize how they need to adapt and to change in managing the technology function. One thing also that is a hallmark of this program is the capstone project at the end of the program. This is a technology project that the students devise on their own. It can be entrepreneurial or it can be within an existing company, and they use all of the coursework that they have experienced throughout the program to do this capstone project, and it is presented to a group of executives in the technology industry at the end of the program.
So if you're working on a project in the federal government, why not take some of those issues, concerns, and bounce it off people like you and Carl and say, Carl, is this a dumb idea? What about this? What about that? You have the ability to get information from your colleagues and professors who've been there and done that, like Carl has. Carl's been a nuclear submarine. I mean, he's worked for the federal government. I mean, he's also managed programs. So it seems like it's a real good combination of a practical way to learn how to manage change in the IT world.
And one of the things that I brought out of my time in the program is the classroom is, you know, probably half and half commercial employees, federal contractors, and half the folks that are actually working in the federal government. You get an amazing interaction of ideas and thoughts, and this is how we do business here, and a lot of interchange there. And the capstone program, you pull everything you've learned in the program together into that capstone project. And the interplay and you were talking about the networking. Well, I've mentored students in the program on their capstone projects for the last 2 years since I graduated. And, you know, I'm re-strengthening those ties and building new relationships with existing or current students in the program.
You know, when I did a master's degree years ago at a big Midwestern university, it was pretty much in ivory tower. I went to the library, I studied, and I did a dissertation, did an oral defense in a foreign language. But now, I mean, the business world isn't an ivory tower. The business world is, you got your thumbs in 15 different, you know, the guy in the dike with one thumb. Well, you better have a bunch of thumbs, because in the world of technology, you got thumbs everywhere. And Karen, this is the type of program that's going to teach you to interact with a wide variety of people, different levels of information. You have to be competent in finance. You got to be a competent in accounting. Got to be competent in team dynamics. Well, this has got nothing to do with TCP/IP, does it, Karen?
No, it doesn't. But it does ultimately have to do with the effectiveness of TCP/IP. Because if you are able to manage that function well and effectively, your company will do better, you will do better in your career, and you will be happier and more successful.
If you're a manager and some bright young fellow like Carl walks up and says, we have to use VoIP, you can say, well, I understand VLANs, but what's this got to do with the bottom line? Is this going to make me more effective? Is this going to make my agency achieve its goals? If it does, fine. If it doesn't, you can get out the door there, Carl, huh?
Right, yeah. Because the key fact is IT is there to support the business, and this program helps you understand that.
And the business of each agency is different, and guess what? It's changing.
Yes.
No doubt about that. Today we have in the studio Karen Hallows, PhD, Director of Executive Programs at George Mason University, and Carl Willis Ford, Adjunct Professor at GMU, and Senior Principal and Chief Database Engineer, SRA International. We have a lot of people listening, scratching their heads, saying, well, geez, I may want to go back to school, but I really don't have much experience in small groups. I don't have much experience in presentations. And how does this all work, Karen? I mean, do you become part of a little team, or could you just take a couple courses over a 10-year period, or how does it work?
How it works is someone, after they apply to the program and are admitted to that program, we have a 3-day orientation where we try to get them back into the academic groove. We also give them pre-program materials from Harvard Business School, such as college mathematics, financial management or financial accounting, that they can work on before they start the program to get them up to speed and get their confidence up. But then the programs are held. We have 45 to 50 students in each class. We break them into teams of 4 to 6 students. And those student teams help them to leverage their learning. They learn more in their study teams than they do in the classroom. We start in January of every year. So we're recruiting now through December. The classes do occur from every Saturday from 8 until 5. So all of the students are working full time. They're supporting each other, helping each other learn. They graduate 16 months later in May. And classes are held only through June. The students receive a break in July and 3 weeks in August to refresh and come back ready to go for the last part of the
program. It sounds like the old Roman term, a cohort, huh?
Yes.
Is that what it's like?
It's called
cohort.
A team?
Yeah, well, Navy
yes.
SEAL teams are working that way, don't they, Carl?
Right. And I tell you, that's one of the best aspects of that program, in my view, is the fact that you're staying with the same group of people all the way through the program. So you really get to know each other. You get to know each other's strengths, and you can interact because you know that person's good in finance, this person's good in IT, and you can play on those strengths, and it helps everyone learn more. And then there's, I think, twice during the program, you switch the small team that you're working with. So you get to practice that team dynamics class you take. It's one of the first courses in the program. And then you're using what you learned as you form a new team and you figure out how that team's going to operate. And then you do it one more time. And when you form your capstone team.
So if you're in a position, let's say you work for an agency and you don't have much opportunity to present in front of small groups, boy, Karen, you're going to get lots of chances here.
Absolutely. Lots of presentations. In fact, at the beginning of the program, we have a full day on how to do effective presentations. I have taught the economics course and the finance course in this program. I did it over a period of 7 years. I'm not currently teaching in the program, but during the economics course, we would have students do their first presentations. And then there was no class that they did not have to do a presentation.
Because in the business world, that's part of life.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, talking about presenting to other groups and getting presented to and helping evaluate proposals.
Right. Yeah, and there's even a half-day session on how to network properly,
yeah.
which for a lot of folks in my class is like, wow, this is really interesting.
Take a shower, brush your teeth. I mean, there's some basics that maybe IT professionals may not be familiar with.
Well, and little things like don't have both hands full when you're circulating in the group.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's a good idea. So we have team dynamics, leadership, enterprise, change management. If you want more information, you can go to S as in Sam, S-O-M. som.gmu.edu. Well, Karen, how do you see this program changing in the next 5 to 10 years? I mean, no one would have predicted, you know, handheld devices and security issues and cloud computing. And in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to mutate again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We are currently this year revising the curriculum. We do that every 2 to 3 years. One thing that's at the forefront of technology management right now is a new course called Innovation Management. So we're going to be integrating that course within the curriculum. We've also been looking at all of our courses. You know, finance is finance, economics is economics, marketing is marketing. But many of our management courses and our management of IT functions or technology functions courses will integrate some of these new technologies.
Well, it's a whole lot more in the future. Carl, just 30 seconds of advice for people considering this program. What do you recommend?
Definitely go to the website. Take a look at the application requirements, and they hold orientation sessions periodically where they have not only the director of the program talk, but they also bring in recent folks that have finished the program to talk about their experience. Definitely hit one of those sessions and learn more about the program.
TechMan, T-E-C-H-M-A-N at GMU. You have been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guests, Karen Hallows, PhD Director, Executive Programs at George Mason University, and Carl Willis Ford, Adjunct Professor at GMU and Senior Principal and Chief Database Engineer for SRA International. Thanks, Karen and Carl.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Solutions Developers Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.
Morning stretches, biking to work, quick walks at lunch, shopping at the farmer's market, getting all your antioxidants, flavonoids, and omega-3s while staying properly hydrated. Oh, and don't forget 8 hours of good sleep. Trying to live a healthy lifestyle doesn't leave a lot of time for managing your health care. That's why Kaiser Permanente offers members My Health Manager, an online tool you can use to proactively manage health care for you and your family members 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have a question for your doctor?
email your doctor's office and get a response. Make, cancel, or reschedule routine appointments. Get test results, check recent immunization records, view most of your medical history, and order prescription refills. All in a secure environment, all at your convenience, all so you have more time to thrive. To learn more about My Health Manager, visit kp.org. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.